It's 12:48. We turn our attention now to the ANC and its alliance partners. The ANC and alliance partners, the SACP and COSATU, want to highlight their dissatisfaction on the release of Yanus Walush. Of course, the Constitutional Court this week ruling that he must be released on parole within the next 10 days. They are launching a mass campaign, starting with a picket at the Constitutional Court tomorrow. Joining us for this conversation is COSATU General Secretary Soli Phetwe. Soli, thank you so much for joining us. The program of action, what will it actually entail and what's the purpose of it?
Well, thank you very much. From the side of COSATU, I think we must state once more that we're very disappointed in the manner that the judgment has been issued. We think that that judgment is against the people of South Africa. It's sending a very clear message to the people of South Africa and the family of Hani that the people of South Africa are not important. And it's sending a message that our justice system is not really respecting the values of the people. You would know, and the people of South Africa would know, at that time when Khuzani was killed, how was the country feeling and how was the masses of the people were planning to do. And they were demobilized with the view that this matter will receive the attention of the high justice system. But what the result that has gone out of the court is really, really painful. And I'm sure the family of Comrade Khuzani, where they are really, really disturbed, very highly disturbed. And as part of COSATU, as people who played the role in the unpinning of the ANC for this democracy to represent the interests of the masses of the people of South Africa, were really disappointed. So coming back to your questions, is that we have met as the alliance leadership, and we felt that we would send we want to send a clear message as we are consulting with our legal teams, all of us, in terms of what is the next step that need to be taken in this matter. We are tomorrow we will be having our members picketing at the Constitutional Court and sending the message that we're not happy altogether in relation to the rights of the people and the rights of the family of Comrade Hani has been disrespected by this High Court in the country. And we then unfold a clear program what will happen until such time we take this matter up with the advice that we'll be getting from our legal teams.
Dr. Phetwe, is this not though an abandonment of Hani's own values? I mean, you speak about the pain, and I recognize the issue of pain. I really do. It is a deep wound that has been opened. I remember seeing Medi Mpohani, and I understood 100% why she felt the way that she did. But this country's constitution, the country's courts, by design, and the alliances at the heart of it, was not meant to have eyes. It's meant to be clinical in dealing with the law. Yet, when you speak about the pain, you almost speak into some of the criticism we've seen of the judiciary, which I often think is on a gray line, sometimes is on a slippery slope about respectability, about the judgments that come from the courts. Are you not worried about the messaging that you as leaders are carrying out about the court doing its job? Are you not failing as leaders to understand what sort of a system you put in place in this country and that it must work, whether you feel the way that you do or not?
Well, I don't think we are failing. And as I said, that we expected this court to take the interests of the people of South Africa. And I've said, you will recall what has happened, how was the feeling of the people of South Africa, the masses of the people of South Africa who played a role in the unbanning of the apartheid system, this country. And we expected this court this court making this decision, we expected them to make a decision that will represent the interest, not only the interest of the interest of the family of Comrade Khuzani, but the interest of the people of South Africa, the public at large. So we think that this court, it has not looked at to the serious merits of this case and what that man, that apartheid killer, did to the people of South Africa. If yesterday I was watching and listening to the videos of this guy when they appeared in the Truth Reconciliation Committee, they showed no remorse. They were not even apologetic. They were making statements that shows that this killing of Comrade Krizani was long planned by the apartheid government, and that's what the court confirmed those things by continuing to make those people to be happy. They are celebrating where they are with this court judgment, and we don't think that as the leadership of the Alliance were failing. We think that the justice was supposed to look into this matter, and that's why I'm saying our justice system is under attack. It's now changing to work towards those who've got money. Now that the people of Comrade Rani have nothing to do, they have nothing in their pocket, they've got no person who take care of them, then they make a judgment in satisfying the people who continue to be happy in this country.
Dr. Solipet, I've run out of time. I absolutely disagree with some of the points that you've raised, but that's a conversation, I suppose, for another day. Dr. Solipet, they will be picketing outside the Constitutional Court, that's the Alliance Partnership, the ANC, the SACP, and COSATU, to register their unhappiness around this week's Constitutional Court judgment. I always ask, but do they actually live up to Hani's values? I say no.